Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary Home Blow, and my girl is black.
Yes, I'm very black. Y'all, I was out in that Texas heat.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, they ain't been playing this summer.
No, not at all. Not at all. And it's a whole different type of heat.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, and you know, people be trying to be like, oh, well, it ain't hot like that. I remember I told you I hate when people say that.
Yeah, exactly.
It ain't hot like that. It's hot.
Every place has a different type of heat, okay?
Yeah.
You could say, oh, this is humid, dry heat, da-da-da.
It's hot.
It's just hot.
That's it.
It's hot out there.
But how are you doing and feeling?
I'm good. I just want to thank everybody that had my family in their prayers. We laid to rest one of the matriarchs of my mother's side of the family, my very sweet, very kind Aunt Ellen.
Okay.
And when I tell you, you know how you meet people and you go, that's one of the nicest people you ever. She was so sweet through and through. Just a very kind, hearted person. Just a wonderful person. And for those of you that are in sororities and fraternities, she was a Delta.
Okay.
And the Delta showed up.
And showed out.
And showed out. Sure did. So shout out to them and their organization because, you know, they did her well. And she was a longstanding, faithful member of their organization.
That's dope. That is dope.
So,
and condolences again.
Thank you. It's you know, it's one of those things. I couldn't say nothing before I left because it was kind of hard to. She's my, she was my uncle's, my mother's brother's wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
So glad you were able to attend and make it back home.
Safely. Yeah.
Well, I know Seattle's your home.
But, yeah. Well, I was in Texas. They live. They live in Texas. So
The heat.
Austin, Texas, y'all, where they have Austin city limits and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
The next Core DJ retreat is in Houston.
Oh, well.
But it's in November.
Yeah, okay. Well, then, you know, you good then.
Yeah.
It's still going to be a little warm.
Yeah,
they just keep
it
warm that
right,
way.
Right,
but,
that part. So, yeah. So hashtag facts. Of course, to our YouTube page, great morning. We love you. We appreciate you.
Shout y'all out. Shout
Make sure out. While you're there, you hit that like and subscribe button. Also, you can watch us on Facebook Live. And while you're on that page, make sure you like and follow the page.
Yep.
All of it is 1017 The Truth. You'll find us at 1017 The Truth on YouTube or on Facebook. And then the True Talk text lines, 833-212-1017. So whether you want to call in to tell us your truth or you want to comment on the text line, that's all 833-212-1017. So there was something that was on my side, and I was asked to open on air.
Okay.
So I open on air.
Judge.
And then there,
it says judge over there, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I'll explain that part.
Okay.
But first, I got to do this. I have to open on air. So
okay.
I'm going to open it on air. And then I do the next part. So this is a situation, I guess, a ritual, so to speak. And I want to follow.
Good morning to our producer, by the way. Let us not be rude. Good morning, Xavier.
Yes.
Oh, he's just waving.
All right.
I know. You're excited to see me back. That's great. Yeah.
So,
thumbs up on that. Okay.
I was asked to bestow this. That's why I said Judge Blow. So I was asked to bestow this to you on air. So
what?
That is for Shay Shay Fufu.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Okay. And what? Oh, I got my
own. Order in the studio.
I got my own.
This is to be bestowed upon.
Oh,
Bailey Coleman.
That's so sweet.
And it says for Demazi Cups, sip with your pinky up.
Oh, Oh,
and of course,
nice.
It says one is be blessed, one is be joyful, one is be happy, and one is faith.
Oh.
Perfect.
That's perfect wonderful.
Timing. So at this time.
Thank you.
I bestow.
Okay, you bestow upon me. Oh, wow. You know what we're going to have to do.
You're going to have to find a way to use them all. Got to pour a little sip.
Pour a little sip in each one.
Yeah.
Pour a little sip in each one. Because I
you
got my,
christen them. You
I got my
them.
Faithful servant right here today.
Yeah, you got to christen them. And of course, you will do that tomorrow or later in the week.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
Because you got to wash them first.
Yep.
Because if I saw you do it right now, and you trusted the coffee to take off any of the,
yeah, right.
the impurities, I'd be like, no! I would stop you. So
let me put it here.
It has been done. I follow the rules.
That's wonderful. Are they like gave you whole
yeah.
instructions?
Yes, absolutely. The open on air. Yeah.
Oh, so, thank you
yeah,
so
I like
much.
I follow instructions.
I love it. Can you see it? If I put it right here, I don't know what we. Can you see it?
No.
No.
I see the little handle part.
You see the handle? What about right here?
Let's see. I gotta look over here and see if I see it there. I think it's your name banner that that blocks it.
Oh, is that
so,
our
yeah,
new
that's,
graphic?
That's yes, yes. And see, that is actually me.
That is. Well, I don't know if that's me on there. Let me see. Is that me?
It's smaller than what the other puffy looked.
So it must be. It must be me. Then.
Yes, yes. I would say that it is you.
But I wanted to see. Let's see. Should I put it? Will it, can you see it if I put it up here?
You see the first cup.
You see the first cup?
Yep, you see it. See it? See, look at you. Yeah, you
oh,
see the first cup.
Okay.
So, again, we have to find a stand that would make it proper, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So I think that is the key to make that happen.
But we'll leave it up here so at least people can see the first cup. But it says, be blessed, be joyful, be happy, mm-hmm. and faith. I love that.
Right.
I love that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I have my, today is my faithful servant.
Mm-hmm.
Got my faithful servant mug.
Right. That part. Be like, you're going to learn today.
I be trying, y'all. I try to be a faithful servant.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all might catch me slipping. I ain't going to lie.
Right.
Put that margarita down. So, Homer, what's been going on since I've been gone?
Well, you know, I've been busy working, but the city has been busy working, too. But, you know, there were some great things that were going on. So, shout out to all the great things that were going on throughout the ending of last week as
right.
well as on the weekend.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, salute to all of the great things and events that were going on. You know, Juvenile was black in town on
Saturday.
Yeah,
yeah, I heard Juvie was up in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Did y'all do that know your clap?
The atrium. He stopped down to the atrium after, you know, after his show at the rave and hung out. You know, Juvie is one of those artists that.
He'll come
you know,
hang out.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
and Milwaukee is like a second home.
Right.
So, yeah, he loves coming and he shows the love. And appreciation to Milwaukee. So you just, you know, let's pop out.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. There was also shout out to Victor and Don Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
They put on the Unity Excellence Award ceremony.
Right. I heard about
and,
that.
Yeah, I was blessed to be able to go and attend that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, to all of the honorees.
You make it sound like it was a church service. I was blessed to attend that.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're so funny.
Hey, no, like the second year that they had it, I was honored.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Reggie Brown was honored the first year. He was part
smooth
of the class.
As butter.
First year. So the 2026 awardees for the 5th Annual Unity Black Excellence Awards put on by Kevon Looney,
mm-hmm.
you know, Golden State, but
yep.
Milwaukee
mm-hmm.
native.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always coming and giving black. You can
yeah.
catch him down at Running Rebels at
yeah.
any given moment. You know what I
That's
mean?
That's what's up.
And shout out to Ward. 2026 awardees was Clifton Phelps.
Okay.
With JCP Construction.
Okay.
Michael Emim, you know, who does a lot of construction now and mm-hmm. building a lot of the buildings that we see here in the city.
Right.
Over $172 million worth of projects.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the honorees. Dr. Saquana Taylor, state representative. Saquana Taylor, she was one of the honorees.
Mm-hmm.
Promise.
Mm-hmm.
Promise was one of the honorees.
Oh, my heart.
Yeah, and, you know, I had to tell him, you know, after he got done, but, you know, Andrea Williams also said it when she got back up there. He was like, I shouldn't be up here. I'm, you know, everybody else, y'all got all these different things, and I'm just this and I'm just that. And she reminded him, no, you're important. And then when they went to an intermission, I stopped him. It's like, bro, don't ever discount yourself like that.
He's a humble man.
Yeah, well, he wasn't saying it like he was being humble. He was saying it like, I don't belong. And that's why I'm like, no, bro, you belong.
He's humble.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you belong. So, you know, accept this blessing and accept this gift. Michelle Luckett Pitts.
Oh, nice.
Was also one of the honorees.
Mm-hmm.
A great friend of mine, of course. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Brother Travis Landry at West Care, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michelle Luckett Pitts, the owner of the New Pitts Mortuary.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, Alderwoman mm-hmm. Charlene Moore.
Aw, I love her.
Yeah, was also recognized. Great sister, definitely standing on business for mm-hmm. her district. And just for the people in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and Montrell Kane.
Okay.
Winner of the Dancing with the Stars, Stepping with the Stars.
Stepping with the Stars.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So great awardees. And again, to everybody who attended to support them all. It was held at Mr. B's Privilege.
Okay.
And of course, all of them, all five have uh-huh. been held up there at Mr. B's Privilege. And then there was the after party with
okay.
you know, Tim Ricketts. And, you know,
okay.
So it was a great evening.
Shout out to my promise.
That's absolutely.
That's one of my signature people right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guy down from day one. Amazing story on how I actually found him
mm-hmm.
and how things, you know, how we connected.
Yeah, he's
a great person.
He never forgets to remind me that, you know, he met me when he was a kid, and I gave him a cassette tape at one of our live remotes. He's like, I remember that like it was yesterday. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We'll be coming back. We'll talk about some things. Let's see. Five weirdest restaurants in Wisconsin. Five weirdest restaurants.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
And there are several that I love, so that's it. I don't know what that says about me, but I don't think they're that weird.
All right.
But, of course, it's me.
We got that and more that we'll be talking about. And
I got like two or three on the list.
Okay.
That's crazy.
You know, they've been making everything dangerous for us and all of that, right?
Yeah.
So, boy, I can't wait to talk about this one thing.
What?
That, I'm going to make them wait for it.
Uh-oh.
It's just a lot of connoisseurs. I'm going to say that.
Woo!
I'm not one of them.
Uh-huh.
But it's a lot.
Okay.
And they got something to be nervous about
now. Uh-oh.
We'll take care of these bills and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome back. Truth Nation, Truth in the Morning. On the award-winning 101.7 FM, I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman. Good, y'all.
Xavier, let's go. Let's go. Morning. Okay, so when we went to break, we were talking about this thing. You know, and sometimes Bailey
Oh, I'm sorry.
You on point, baby? All the time, Blo.
All the time.
Bailey found this unusual facts of the five weirdest restaurants in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So, you want to talk about it, Bailey? As Wisconsin is preparing for its first Buc-ee's to open.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, so while I was down here, since we're talking about that, while I was in
Texas,
mm-hmm. they had stopped by my cousins on their drive down. Some of my cousins had stopped by a Buc-ee's, and they found this, since we're talking about weird restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
They found this. I don't know if any of y'all have ever had this before, but they are it's pickled garlic. Now, Buc-ee's is supposed to be like,
I cringe with that, but yeah, okay.
A big Walmart,
mm-hmm.
right? It's supposed to be like a big Walmart with a bunch of gas stations. And they got a lot of unique things
mm-hmm.
that you'll find in there, such as this.
Yeah. Yeah.
This pickled garlic.
Did you try it?
It was a cousin challenge while we were there. You know, these things happen. You go out of town, mm-hmm. you do these things with your cousins. And so, well, mine turned into a sister challenge because my sister was there. And we were both like,
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, let's be real. You know how black people are.
That's right.
But it was the black people that found it, you know. Mm-hmm. My cousin and her group, right? And so when we were at it wasn't a repast. It was just they had refreshments at
mm-hmm.
the wake.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people were on the side eating it. And I just came in, and I was like, what? What's that? So come down to it. Me and my sister, we got there's video footage of it. I don't have it. My cousin has it. But
can you give me the information so I can ask to submit that?
No.
Come on, baby.
So anyways, we tried it. And you know what? Guess what?
We need the
video. It tasted like pickles.
We need the
video. It tasted like a pickle. It was garlic that tasted like a pickle.
Stop
it was no big deal.
Bailey.
What are you saying?
We need to see
my sister ate it first. But look.
All I'm saying is
she's older. She should have taken it first. She should have ate it first. But anyway.
We need to see the video, Bailey.
No, there will be no instant replay. My cousin Dave, who is actually from Sheboygan.
Not one of the ones that listen to us or watch us.
Well, he lives in Sheboygan.
I understand.
I mean, well, now he doesn't live there anymore.
Okay.
But he's from Sheboygan.
Yeah, does he listen or watch it to the show?
They have listened before.
I hope they
But they live
now.
In Dallas, Texas.
It's okay. They can still listen.
They can still listen.
So I'm just saying.
Because they love that
and
I do what I do.
Us. Right, absolutely. Yeah,
they're family. So, you know, it's family. So Dave has the footage.
Dave, do you have the footage that you could submit to us?
I'll talk to him about it.
I give my plea to you.
There's no nothing.
Anybody else in the family that might have got a copy from Dave.
He thought that he was going to get this big reaction and all that kind of stuff.
And it wasn't because it wasn't bad to you.
It wasn't because it just was no big deal. It really wasn't bad.
I still want to see it. I think Truth Nation deserves to see it. What y'all think, Truth Nation? Do we deserve to see it?
Y'all going to be disappointed. Wasn't no big reaction.
It's okay. We still want to see it. It's our Bailey.
Well, we'll have this discussion. I'll hit up Dave.
I plead to you, Dave.
Yeah.
Please. Send it to us.
Dave is a fellow Wisconsinite.
The weary.
Dave is a fellow Wisconsinite, so he might just give up. He might just do it.
Thank you in advance. All right.
Okay.
Oh, who is it? Curbside Tech. On our YouTube page says, Bucky is nice. It reminded me of Boomland.
Okay, I don't know what Boomland is. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I'm not from here. What is that?
It's not here.
Oh, it's not here. Was it? Tell me. Is it a black movie I missed? Or was it?
I'll let someone for Truth Nation because I, you know, I'm trying to gather myself that you don't know what Boonland is, but I get
no,
it.
No, I don't.
I get it. So
I'm from Seattle,
you travel,
Washington.
Though. You travel.
I'm from Seattle, Washington.
It's not.
I make no bones about it.
Our producer
I did
Xavier
not grow
probably,
up in the hood. I'm not from the hood,
he may
so
not
I wouldn't know about the hood.
Producer Xavier, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Do you know anything about Boonland?
No. What year was that?
Okay.
See?
It's
See?
Still here. It's present. It's
a store?
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Okay. All right.
See?
It's a whole experience.
It's
like
know.
Bucky's.
I've been to Bucky's.
I've never been to Bucky's either. I just tasted the garlic pickle, the pickled garlic.
I'm a fan of Bucky's.
You're a fan of Bucky's?
Have you tried the garlic pickle?
Not something I would eat.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even like regular pickles.
You don't like because it tastes just like a pickle. There's no, I mean, that's what it is.
There's no shock value to it.
There's no shock value. And there was no shock value to the footage either. Dave was so disappointed. He was like, he couldn't give me anything, so I gave him a little fake.
Little, okay.
Like, whoop, yeah. And he was like. Gotcha. And I was just like, gotcha.
All right, so I am the only Boonland person here.
You are the only Boonland.
That's in Missouri.
That's
right.
In Missouri?
Yeah, why would I know that?
You probably Googled it.
Probably.
Yeah, I did.
You see? There we are. That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what we do when we don't know.
All right. Curbside tech, I guess, is only me and you, I guess.
So let's get to these restaurants. Dude.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
These five restaurants demonstrate that Wisconsin's food culture gets more stranger than cheese curds and Friday fish fries.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Mm-hmm. The Safe House in Milwaukee.
Love it.
The Safe House does not display its name prominently at the entrance. Visitors instead search for a door marked International Exports LTD. Once inside, an employee known as the agent Money Penny, requests the secret password. Yeah, you gotta have a password to get.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the Safe House.
Yep. Shout out to the Safe House.
Now that's one of my favorite spots here now.
Yeah. Been there many times.
Al Johnson's Swedish restaurant in Sister Bay. Now, I've never been here. Al Johnson's keeps live goats on its roof. Now, that's a strange, restaurant.
Well,
can you imagine?
Well,
I
funny
think
you should ask that.
Okay.
Because not necessarily on the roof, but I had an experience when I was in Jamaica, you know, been to Jamaica a couple of times, right?
Uh-huh.
And I stayed at one of the resorts. No, well, not the resorts.
Okay.
But like, you know.
What are the hotels?
I forget what they call it. No. It was like off to its own. Like,
mm-hmm.
And so there were a bunch of live animals, like in the front, like when you come in,
right?
But they were corralled in.
Uh-huh.
It was a bunch of goats and, you know, some chickens and things of that nature. And
goat man.
And so, you know, it was like an all inclusive, you know, personal type resort type thing, right?
Okay.
Not one of the hotels,
no.
Not no sandals or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
It's more of a cottage kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, there and you know, great time. You know, watching the Transformers blow up and then your air go out for a while and you're even
one
hotter.
Of those. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Blam.
Yeah.
All right. But you know, coming in and out, I was there for like 7 days, right?
Uh-huh.
And then as I didn't pay as much attention, until like the final day. But the goats, the population of them, was diminishing before my eyes, and I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm eating the food.
You didn't
know
get
what
no
mean?
Jerk goat?
I don't eat spicy, so mine wasn't jerk.
Okay.
I didn't know that. I was just like, okay, it was free dinner and lunch and all of the
things.
You
weren't goat mine.
I didn't know that I was eating the goats that were there. I just noticed that by the time it was time to leave, it was like one goat.
One goat
it
left.
It was one goat left. And I had to ask, I'm like, what happened to the goat? I'm like, what you think you've been eating, man? I was like, oh, hell no. So that's my encounter with
that's
the
your encounter. Well, at A.J. Johnson's.
They were good, by the way. Sorry to say. So I ain't had them on the roof, but I had them in the front yard.
They got a slopping roof, and it's covered in grass, allowing the animals to graze above customers during Door County's warmer months.
Okay.
A ramp helps the goats
get
reach
up there.
The roof safely each morning.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry to the goats
now,
that I ended
here's,
up.
Yeah. Here's one of my favorite spots, Mars Cheese Castle in Kenosha. Have you seen it? It's
yeah,
like
I've
a castle.
Here.
Yeah, right?
Mars I haven't Cheese been ca- since it's been remodeled.
Oh, I have.
Yeah,
I have. It's even
you know,
nicer.
They put,
yeah.
They put the moat down and all
yeah,
of that kind of
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's lovely. Marsh Cheese Castle is exactly what Wisconsin would build if the state's dairy obsession became a monarchy. And you know, you've seen the castle and everything. So that's a cool spot. I love it. Grateful Shed in Wisconsin Dells. Now, I've never been there.
No.
Grateful Shed brings food trucks indoors and suspends a bus above the bar.
Yeah, I would think that Grateful Shed was something like Grateful Deadheads would go to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
Grateful Shed. Yeah. So, but yeah, okay.
So.
That's interesting.
And the Mine Shaft in Hartford. Now, I've heard of that, but I've never been. The Mine Shaft is a restaurant that appears to have swallowed an amusement center. The sprawling Hartford location contains multiple dining rooms and a mining-inspired interior built with heavy timbers and dark passageways and rustic decorations.
Yeah, I haven't been to Mine Shaft, but I played Minecraft. Does that count?
No.
Damn.
So there you go.
All right.
There you go.
All right. So... places to think of. shout out, I Am Not Alone from our YouTube page. And great morning. We love you. We appreciate you to everybody on our YouTube page. But Dale Mack said, blow, they really don't know what Boomland is. Laughing out
yeah.
loud.
No, I don't. Not familiar.
Sir Chauncey said, morning, Shay Shay Foo Foo.
Good morning, Chauncey.
Hang on, you didn't hear the rest.
Uh-oh.
Square ass. He said, Bailey don't know nothing about the hood.
Yeah,
he's
I don't.
About square, you know,
yeah,
like
I
L7.
Am. I'll take the
yeah,
square.
You're square.
I'll take the L7.
Yeah. and,
yes, I am.
Christine,
and I'm proud of it.
Christina proud. Santiago said, going down south every year, Boomland was the place to stop.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad y'all stopped because you know what?
Okay.
We did not stop.
Sandra Douglas said, I remember when I moved here, I went to Mars Cheese Castle thinking it was a White Castle or Crystal Burgers, laughing out loud. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning. Happy to have my girl, Bailey Coleman,
happy
back
to
in
be
studio.
Back. Happy to be back.
We got to take care of these bills, and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Visit the Truth Family Fest website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form by emailing Sierra Brown, that's sierra.brown at milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations. Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, DCWS, and Ascension for helping make this event possible.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary home of Blow Along with Girl.
Bailey Coleman.
All right. You know, I mentioned something that I saying like the next thing kind of like on the list.
Yes.
And shout out to everybody who early voted.
You know,
yesterday was the last day you could early vote.
Mm-hmm.
There is a very, very important election coming up on tomorrow. Tuesday, August 11th.
Yep.
And please make sure you participate. They really just sit back and say, like, you know, it's only going to be a 8% turnout, a 12% turnout. And unfortunately, the majority of those times, they're correct. And it's a sad thing.
It is.
And speaking of that, let's see. Let me get an update here because I ended up finding out that I could check something and didn't even realize that I could go check it.
I see your guy.
Mm-hmm.
That flight to D.C. we gonna take.
Mm-hmm.
I heard he gaining in the polls.
Okay. Let's see what our producer thinks. You know, I don't know. Now, yes, I'm sure he'll be too little too late.
I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we get a ding for that one.
I told you.
I've been using the hotkeys a lot, but, you know.
Yeah, you have been. Yeah, you've been using them more.
More,
you have been using them more.
Yeah, that's more.
Yep.
Yeah.
That part. But let's see. There's, for like early voting, right? There is
that 34% undecided that was going on last week, though. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
34?
Yep. There. Let's see if I can pull up this thing. All right. So there was a where you could find out, like, how many votes were cast. Okay.
Okay.
Here it is. I found it. I wanted to find it.
Okay.
Because I was amazed when I saw that this thing existed.
Okay.
I was like, okay, I haven't seen that. But here we go.
Okay.
So there were several early voting polls, right?
Uh-huh.
The Good Hope Library, the Midtown Voting Center.
Okay.
Tippecanoe Library, uh-huh. Washington Park,
uh-huh.
Zablocki Library,
okay.
and the Zeidler Municipal Building.
Okay.
Now, there you are able to literally find out how many people voted at each location.
Okay.
Bet. And the total amount
mm-hmm.
of early voting that took place at these locations that were open, all of them.
Okay.
So on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
There were 739 voters.
Just on Sunday, though.
Just on Sunday. Okay. And at the Good Hope Library, there were 91 voters. At the Midtown Voting Center, there were 242 voters. At the Tippecanoe Library, there were 145 voters. The Washington Park and Zablocki Library were closed on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The Zeidler Municipal Building had 261. And it came up to a total of 739 people that came on Sunday to early vote. They had 7 drop-offs at the Good Hope Library, 14 drop-offs at the Midtown Voting Center, 1 drop-off at the Tippecanoe Library,
mm-hmm.
And 12 at the Zeidler Municipal Building,
mm-hmm.
so which gave a total for all of them to 34. Now, you can go and find out on each day. Like,
mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go through the days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of the early voting, when the early voting started to where it ended.
Mm-hmm.
So on Tuesday, July 28th,
mm-hmm.
the full total was 587 voters on that day.
Okay.
And again, you can see how many voted at each location.
Right.
It was 122 at Midtown on that day. But on Wednesday, July 29th, there were 706 voters. That was day two of early voting. Day three, Thursday, July 30th, there was 750 voters. Day four, Friday, July 31st, there were 624 voters. On Saturday, day five, August 1st, there were 344 voters. On Sunday, day six, Sunday, August 2nd, 176 voters. Day seven, Monday, August 3rd, 845 voters. Tuesday, August 4th, day eight, 959 voters. Wednesday, day nine, August 5th, 996 voters.
Okay.
Thursday, August 6th, day 10, 1,067 voters. Friday, day 11, August 7th, 1,672 voters. And on, let's see, on the 8th, Saturday, day 12, August 8th, 969 voters. And on Sunday, August 9th, day 13, 739 voters. So the total, though, if we go to the total early votes cast, there was a total of 10,434.
All right.
I kind of think that's a low number, but, you know, who knows. But 10,434 early votes were cast. 464 people registered.
Okay. Vote.
And there were 747 drop-offs, dropping off their ballot. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. So the actual day to in-person voting on the day of the elections is on tomorrow, Tuesday, August 11th. And we hope that everyone.
Get out and vote.
Yeah.
Get out and vote.
You know,
we could tell you who to vote for.
Yeah.
But we can't.
Right.
We can tell you who we're voting for.
I'm taking a late night flight, though.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know.
I'm, you know, red eye. The red eye. Yeah, I'll be black early tomorrow morning.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know. You going to D.C.?
Yep.
Yeah. 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 Me too.
Yeah. So, but I'll be black.
I'll be black too.
Yeah.
So we'll be very black with our. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, just wanted to give that information. But when we come back, you know, there's a lot of things that are on the list that are now you could get real bad illness from.
Oh, yeah.
And this one, this one is going to touch a lot of people. People have been, there have been hospital visits.
Hospital visits?
A rise.
Really?
They're suffering with severe nausea and vomiting.
Oh, yeah, I better listen up.
Yeah.
Severe nausea and vomiting? Really?
I can hear some people right now going through the motions.
Oh, that's terrible.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. When we return, we'll talk about this latest thing. You know, we didn't have the lettuce. We didn't have the jalapenos. We didn't have the fruits, even if you watch them. All these things you sick. But now there's a new thing that is added to it.
A new thing.
Yep. Yep.
Wow, y'all.
Some people going to be mad.
They're going to be mad.
And sick because they ain't going to stop.
Really?
We got to get ready to take care of these bills. Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. What are we talking about? Do you know?
Do you have it?
No, I don't do it.
Have you been?
No, I don't participate.
You don't?
No.
Oh, never have. Really?
Really.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of people that have.
Yeah. A lot of people in Arizona. You know.
A lot of people right here. Now that it's legal. I mean, okay, anyway.
We'll be back to talk about the marijuana in a moment.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, Truth in the Morning. Well, to some of you, this may come as some devastating news.
Y'all didn't think we could do it again. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hospital visits rise among frequent marijuana users.
What?
Hospital visits are rising.
What's going on? Among frequent marijuana users. You know, you're trying to tell them.
With severe nausea and vomiting.
That's good. You know what? You know why that is?
Why?
Because they're putting all kinds of stuff
in the weed.
Putting all kinds of stuff in the weed today.
Yes, yeah.
Y'all know this marijuana out here ain't no good for nobody.
Yeah.
Everybody talking about it's natural. It's from the earth. How many times have you?
Yeah.
It's natural. It's from the earth. No.
Yeah, not so much now. Y'all know y'all putting all kinds of stuff in there.
All kinds of stuff.
And then y'all worried about a vaccine.
Ain't nobody got no vaccine for that.
Yeah, but they I ain't taking that, but I'll take some marijuana with fentanyl. Don't put that embalming fluid on there.
They putting all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. They growing it with chemicals.
Yep.
Yeah, it's chemically imbalanced.
It's not natural from the earth no more.
Right.
And they put that F in the earth.
That part.
It's natural from the earth. Look. It got leaves and everything.
Right. Don't even have seeds anymore. U.S. emergency room diagnosis of cannabis hypermysis syndrome. That's what it's called. Cannabis
hypermysis?
Syndrome. It increased 16% from October through May.
Mm.
CDC researchers said a new diagnosis code is providing a clearer picture of the previously under-recognized condition.
Mm.
The largest increases were seen among people ages 15 to 24.
Wow.
Particularly teenage girls and young women.
Mm.
Now, see, in my opinion, I thought
I saw African Americans in there.
Yeah. It's in there. I was just doing the brief part.
I saw black people in there. It was a lot of black people.
Order in the studio.
There's a lot of black people in there. There was black people. A lot of young black girls in there in particular. What?
I mean, it's true.
It's black.
It's the truth.
But it's from the earth.
Well,
it's from the earth, Homer. It's natural.
Okay.
I know some people is going to get mad at me, but it's natural. From the earth.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. Calm Wellness. Great morning. Patrice.
Shout out to Patrice.
She said, they tainting the herbs?
Yes.
She said, yo, they have officially given a name for it?
Yes.
Too high.
Yes.
Let's see.
They tainting the herbs, girl.
Lauren Taylor.
From the earth.
On the YouTube said, when I was younger, Wisconsin was the third best state in the country behind Hawaii and California to grow marijuana. Our humid summers, rain, and fertile rotating soil did wonders for the smoke. So let me read a little bit more of this story.
We want smoke,
so Fox
man.
6 and it's out of New York talking about over the past year, U.S. hospitals have seen a rise in frequent marijuana users seeking treatment for a condition that causes severe nausea and vomiting, according to a report that was released last Thursday. The abruptness and sustained magnitude of the increase is largely due to the condition getting its own diagnosis code last fall, which is providing
It got its own code. Own code. It's from the earth. Pure and natural.
A more accurate picture of what was under-recognized problem, the authors of the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention report wrote, hospital emergency room diagnosis of the condition cannabis hypermysis.
Cannabis hypermysis.
Yep. Hypermysis syndrome.
Syndrome.
It rose 16% from last October to May of this year, mm-hmm. the federal researchers found.
Okay.
The syndrome seen in people who frequently use marijuana, especially smokers, mm-hmm. is characterized by recurring nausea, uncontrollable vomiting, and excruciating abdominal pain. Past research has suggested that an estimated 2.75 million Americans suffer from it each year, and that hospital emergency room visits have been rising as daily recreational marijuana use has increased. But experts also have said that the syndrome probably has been underdiagnosed, possibly because doctors may not have understood patients' marijuana use or because they attributed the suffering to a different illness. Tracking the syndrome depended on combining diagnostic codes for nausea and vomiting and for cannabis use. But last October, a new code was introduced to streamline the diagnosis. In the new paper, researchers at the CDC National Center for Injury Prevention and Control looked at emergency room data from about 7,500 health care facilities across the country through May, from January 2023 through the summer of 2025. Almost 200,000 syndrome-related visits were made to the emergency departments. The burdens on the ERs was relatively flat over most of the study period, but then it jumped in October when the new code went into effect.
Mm.
The largest increases were seen in people aged 15 to 24,
mm-hmm.
in teenage girls and women,
mm-hmm.
and in...
Go ahead. Say it.
Teenage girls and women in Black America.
Oh, there we go. There we go. You feel better now, don't you?
No.
Yes, yes, you do.
You feel better.
Because you know it's true, right?
No, yeah. Okay, but it also said American Indians and Alaska Natives.
No, but the Black part.
The increase in younger people diagnosed with the syndrome was actually one of the surprising findings for us, said CDC's Alana Vavolo-Cantor, the study's first author.
Yeah.
Because the assumption going in was, well, how can they have chronic use, she said. How early were they using cannabis?
Well, it said 15, right?
Yes.
No, but you know it was before then. Why are you playing? The streets are these days. And they tainting the weed, y'all.
Yeah, that part is happening. Truth Nation, what's your truth on this? Are you going to give up? Have you been experiencing stomach pains? your kids? I don't know. You're listening to Truth in the Morning.
Truth Talk text lines over 833-212-1017. What you thinking?
You're going to learn today. We're going to find out. Hey, I don't know if Xavier, no, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it because
everybody don't partake.
He's at work. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
You don't have to, say anything. Just
Xavier said go to break.
Nod your head when we go to break. Be like, hell yeah. All right. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.